Let me find just some background jazz. Just some stupid background jazz. Can we just do that? Can we just like play some stupid background jazz? Just, you know, something. Something to play back there so that it doesn't just doesn't draw to the attention the fact that I have such lagging, what am I trying to say? Such big silences in what I'm saying. I don't know that anyone's even going to show up tonight. We haven't done a show for 2 weeks, so I don't know that anyone's even going to show up here. Adam is not feeling well, so he's not going to show up. And I figured I would pop in, see if anyone was in the chat room, and if they were, then I could answer questions that they might have. Hopefully, if you're a level 13 member, you've enjoyed the daily cruise updates and whatnot, which are going to be released into the main feed this week. But yeah, apparently, Adam tested positive for COVID on Tuesday, so he has been kind of out this week, or maybe it was Monday. I don't remember, Monday or Tuesday. So he has been under the weather, very sick this week. Zach and I have tested negative, so we've tested a couple of times, and we are still negative, so, and neither one of us are feeling sick, so my only theory that I have, hold on, I should probably try to put us on the stream, because we're not on the stream, are we? Uh-oh, this ruined my jazz. How dare you? How dare you ruin my jazz? I don't want this on the screen. How do I get rid of this? Okay. Let's see. Butt is here. Let's see. Can I connect to the stream? I think I can. There we go. We're now on the stream. Awesome. Okay. So let me back up just a little bit. Adam is come down with the Rona. He is out this evening, not feeling well. I am just here to answer any questions anyone might have about our cruises while it's still fresh in my mind, or about anything like that. So will not be a long show tonight. This will just get put out as a level 13 after show. So there will be no official mix minus tonight for those of you who might be listening. But as I was saying before, I feel like we took 2 weeks off and no one's here anyway. I mean, Gary and Cyclone are here. Our executive producer Cyclone and Gary from Phoenix are here. No, he's in Portland now. Gary from Portland. Gary doesn't even know where Gary's from. He gets it wrong too. Says, thanks for the daily cruise update. You're welcome for the daily cruise update. I had fun doing it. Kind of an end of the evening, kind of, you know, several cocktails in to the end of the evening and sit down and record, 10 or 15 minutes. The concept was to record like 10 minutes, but we creep. We have scope creep quite a bit. So that was the answer to that. I don't know how Adam is actually doing. The last I heard, I've been pestering him every day to kind of give me an idea of how he's feeling, because I want him to get better. But let's see, the last thing that I heard from him was that he was working today, but he was limiting himself to Slack and email because he doesn't have the energy for meetings, which I totally understand, because when I had COVID, I was just wiped. I was just completely wiped. It's like I took a nap like all day long that first Friday. When I thought that maybe I could do a show that night, and yeah. And then I finally had to tell Adam, like, near the end, like, almost at showtime, just like, I cannot do this. I absolutely cannot do this. Lurker Rick is here. Hi, Lurker Rick. Those first class flights for the 1%ers that come with COVID. Yeah, that's what it is. Did Adam get his t-shirt that he got from Mark that he left at the gift shop in Sitka? So not Sitco, Sitka. I feel like I'm going to spoil a geeky gay story if I tell you that, but yes, he did. It it was delivered to the ship, but no one on the ship knew that it was delivered. And then finally someone called him and said, hey, we have your t-shirt for you. So he was able to get his t-shirt from the store. My only theory as to why Zach and I did not get sick and Adam did, because we were pretty much all in the same place, same places, is that Zach and I already had Omicron during Christmas time. And I think Adam has never had Omicron before. So I think maybe our immune systems were a little bit more wise to it. They were like, hey, I know who you are. No, fuck off. You know, Adam, he's a people pleaser. So Omicron came knocking and he's like, oh yeah, sure. Come on in. Yeah. Or, you know, Adam was having wild parties in his stateroom at night that we didn't know about, which, you know, is entirely possible. Unlikely, but entirely possible. Let's see. I don't really have much to... Mostly good dinner with Gayish Mike during return through Seattle. Oh, that's right. We never talked about dinner with Gayish Mike because we stopped doing the updates at that point. Yeah, we did not. Kyle did not come because Kyle also had COVID. So he was unable to make it. So we met up with Mike. We had a great time with him. I think Adam recapped a little bit of this on Geeky Gay, but we went to a great little restaurant that Mike took us to. Well, we started out at a bar called the Cuff Complex, and then we went to a restaurant, and then we went to another bar, had a great time. And the way Adam makes it sound on Geeky Gay, it's just like that we had to leave because Zach and I had an early flight. But honestly, it was Adam that was like, I'm just going to leave. I'm just going to go. And you guys can stay here. And I didn't want to do that because we had to take a Lyft, an Uber. And quite honestly, I paid for the Lyft to get to the bar and Adam was going to pay getting home. So it's like, don't try to stiff me on an Uber ride. So, yeah, we left. I mean, it was fine. We did have a very early flight, and I do not regret leaving at the time that we left. We made our flight with no problems, so. Anyway, Gary says he got the second booster on Monday, and it knocked him out on Tuesday. Yeah. I think I'm eligible for the second booster, but I don't know that I'm going to get it. It's like you have to wait like 3 months after your first booster. I don't know. I feel like, you know, but I don't want to say a lot of people on the cruise ship got sick, but there's a lot of people in the forums, you know, in the Facebook groups afterwards that are complaining about it. And we, you know, they should have told us. They should have told us that there were people on board that had coronavirus. It's like, well, yeah. Welcome to a pandemic. You should have assumed that. There's this one guy, I guess the second bingo game, there's a guy sitting behind us in the row behind us, and he kept like sniffing and coughing, and I kept shooting him dirty looks. I'm like, dude, not a good look during a pandemic to be sitting here like just, you know, even if it's allergies or whatever, it's just not a good look. Let's see. Cyclone is going to get boosted in the fall with his seasonal flu shot. All right, so now's your chance, boys and girls. If you had any questions about the cruise, ask away. I'm happy to answer anything. If for some reason you're listening on the Pride 48 stream and you're not in our Discord server, just go to the Pride 48 website and click on chat. It'll take you to our Discord server, where you can chat with me. And then you can ask me things like that. Let's see, is anyone tweeting me? Because usually Kathy Bacon's like, I'll just tweet you. She's not tweeting. So, I mean, you know, it's bad when we lost Kathy Bacon. We don't even have Kathy Bacon. So it's a pretty lost cause here. Was the swimming pool water cold? No, actually the swimming pools were heated. So the Ovation of the Seas is kind of built for Alaska. So there's only one pool that is outside. The other two pools on the ship are inside pools, so they are climate controlled inside and the water is heated. So there are plenty of people in the pools, in the solarium, which is the adult only area, and also in the other inside pool, which was outside, and a lot of people in the hot tubs, although there were a lot of people complaining that the hot tubs weren't hot enough. I'm not a hot tubber, so I don't know. Did you meet that guy that was going to get that weird drink when he got on the boat, the dirty banana? So no, I never met George Holloman. I did not meet the dirty banana guy. It was very crowded. The ship was very, very crowded. And honestly, Zach and I were taking full advantage of any opportunity we had to duck into a, you know, concierge only area, or a first class area, as it were, to get away from people because it was so crowded. So I did not meet George Holloman. And I tried to order a dirty banana three times. On the very first thing when I got on the ship was I tried to order it, and they were like, oh, yeah, we don't have some syrup or something. And then I'm like, okay. And then the next time that I tried, they're like, oh, we don't do blender drinks at this bar. You'll have to go to another. And I was like, okay, never mind. And finally, in the schooner bar, I did order a dirty banana, which was all right. It was, you know, it's basically a banana daiquiri with Kahlua. It was pretty good. I don't know if Adam, that is a good thought there, though. And not that you were asking that, Cyclone, but that is a good thought. I don't know if Adam went to the hot tub or not. I know at one point he was going to go to the hot tub. But I don't know that he ever did. But yeah, that could be where he caught the COVID in the old hot tub. Although you'd think all the chlorine and stuff would kill it. That's right. I mean, that's why you don't have to wear masks in like water parks and stuff. Oh, you think he said he did go to the hot tub? Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, it very well could be. I mean, we didn't go with him. So I know Zach went to the pool one day when I was, I think it was when I was doing my slot tournament thing. So when I was playing the slot tournament, Zach went to the pool. But I don't know if he went into the hot tub or not. There are daily vlogs, which I'll be releasing on our YouTube channel. Probably not for another week or so. I have a Fort Wilderness video that I've got to put up on our channel right now. And then I will probably start the cruise different days. I think we've decided that we're not going to do it like once a week. Like we're going to do a faster release schedule than that. Like we will release at least two or three a week. So you'll be able to get through all 8 days without it taking 8 weeks. Provided that, you know, I have good enough footage and stuff. There's a lot of footage, so I'm having to dig through it and kind of figure out what we said at what times. And I tried to refrain from taking pictures of food because I feel like every cruise video in the world like just takes pictures of the food in the dining room because you just, let's be honest, you eat a lot on a cruise. So I tried not to take much. I took still photos of food, but I tried not to take video of food. So I will try to get through my updates without there being a big emphasis on food. Let's see. The best cruise dessert. Oh, that was a toss-up. So I want to say it was the dulce de leche creme brulee that we had in the Coastal Kitchen, which is the first class lounge, the last night that we were there. It was really, really good. However, a second place, I don't like chocolate, but I do like brownies. Don't ask. I don't control my desires. They just happen. I don't know why. I don't know why I like brownies and I don't like chocolate, but there was a brownie. So there's a chocolate brownie with caramel ice cream and caramel popcorn at Jamie's Italian that was a close second to the creme brulee. And then I would say the next one, just to give a, you know, an honorable mention, is that there was a dessert at Wonderland, which is the molecular gastronomy restaurant. It was called the Poison Apple, but it was a like a boysenberry mousse with some custard that was shaped like an apple with an outside shell on it. And anyway, it was quite good. I know that the ship considers that world the world to be the best dessert, which is that chocolate sphere that they pour the hot sauce over, and then it melts and it shows the ice cream and stuff that's inside of it. I wasn't a big fan of that because it's chocolate, and it's like the worst kind of chocolate. It's like that bitter, waxy chocolate that I just don't like. So, but they considered that so much to be a prime dessert that they not only served it at Wonderland, but when we did the chef's table with all the hoity-toity foods, that was their big dessert ender there. Although they did serve it with a lovely cocktail. It was called an espresso martini. So it was Bacardi Ocho, which is an 8-year aged dark rum. Cream, salted caramel, that's what it was called. It was called a salted caramel espresso martini. Anyway, espresso, and then that was chilled the fuck down on some ice, and then strained, and then it had some espresso beans on top of it. It's quite good. One item you wish you had brought along, except an extra mic stand. Actually, it wasn't the mic stand. We only had two mics, so I could have packed another mic, and then we could have interviewed the former cast member dude, but let's see. One item you wish you had brought along. I know that I've thought about this, too. It's like, next time, I'm going to make sure I take blank. Oh, fingernail clippers, because I had to buy some of those. Let's see. Probably some scissors for my beard, because my beard got kind of out of shape on some days, and I normally would trim it here, but they had me scared with the scissors being forbidden items to bring on. But then I read Frozen, it was like the blades have to be 4 inches or longer, so I could have gotten a smaller pair of scissors for my beard or a clipper, I guess. Also, I think maybe like one of those little plug-in. Although I don't know where I'd plug it in, but one of those little plug-in Febreze things, because for some reason, the bathroom in our suite would sometimes have, you know, like a slight sewage smell, and we hadn't used it. So like it would be like we had been gone and then we came back. No one had used the bathroom and it kind of smelled. And I was like, I wish I had an air freshener. On excursions, definitely sunscreen, because we forgot to take sunscreen with us the first time, or umbrellas or something like that. But or hats, that's what it was. We forgot to take sunscreen or hats when we went hiking in the Mindenhall Glacier. Fortunately, neither one of us got burnt, so we were all right. But. So there you go. That would be my answer to you. One item that I wish I had brought along would have been whatever I said. Fingernail clippers and scissors. Maybe a board game or something. There were a couple of times that we had some downtime. We would just sit around and drink at the bars or whatever. And I was like, it would be kind of fun to play a game or something. But I didn't bring one. I saw other people playing cards and stuff, and I was like, I should have brought... I mean, we have tons of board games here at the house. It's like, I should have just grabbed a couple. Yes, the aged Bacardis are excellent. That's the only one I've ever had, that Bacardi Ocho. There was another cocktail that I had made with that later in the cruise, which was a mock old-fashioned, so it used Bacardi Ocho and a mint syrup with some fruit and bitters. It was quite good. But it also had the Bacardi Ocho in it, which was delicious. So, hi, Rex. Rex has shown up in the chat room. I'm answering any questions that anyone might have about the cruise. Adam's not here this evening. He is far too important to show up to these events. He's telling everyone that he has COVID, but in reality, I think he got kicked off the plane and he's having to hoof it back home. They're like, hey, you're not You're not first class material. Oh, it's Northeast number one. No, wait. Number one Northeast straight daddy, zaddy. Straight zaddy. Yes. Hi. Number one Northeast straight zaddy. I can't do the big fatty inflections on that. Sorry. So that's the best you're going to get from me. All right. I guess that's pretty much it. Unless you got, do you have guys have any questions whatsoever about the cruise and the daily cruise updates or videos on our YouTube channel? Anything you want to know before I pop out? I'm hoping that Adam will be back next week because we have a he's going on his European cruise, so he's going to be gone for two Fridays for that. I was thinking that maybe I should get Taylor the Latte Boy to replace him, because apparently that's what you do, because Taylor's been on Throwing Down, so I guess when Adam's gone, Taylor is the backup. So I'll see if maybe Taylor can fill in, although this seems like this would be after Taylor's bedtime. How much did you miss Auntie Scott during the cruise? I mean, we tweeted with him and whatnot. I don't know that we missed him any more than we would. I mean, you do know that we don't live in the same place as him. So, but we were regularly communicating with folks on Twitter, and I know Auntie Scott was in that group there, and we aimed many things towards him. We atted him a few times even. But I was trying to tell Adam, the good news is he doesn't have to worry about getting COVID on his European cruise, because he'll be. Yeah, I mean, you can get COVID more than once, but it's exceptionally rare to get it that close to each other, within 2 months of getting it. I guess I could do... Oh, goodness. I did that thing where I, slept, and now I woke up and I had, a crick in my back. Is that what you call it? A crick? Or a stitch in my back that really hurt? Let's see. Do this. Firing up the old Bluetooth here. Let's see if we can get the line. Let's see this. I want to get the Bluetooth going to this guy. And I want the soundboard. All right, let's get rid of the cool jazz music that we've got going there. I guess I can do this since, people took the time to put all this stuff together. I will absolutely go ahead and run through a little bit. Through the exhaustive researched material that our executive producer sends us each and every week from the Mix Minus Test Kitchens. No, Research Center Archives and Test Kitchens. On this day, June 10th of some year, the U.S. Equal Pay Act is signed into law by President John F. Kennedy. Apple Computer ships its first Apple II computers, and the Spirit Rover is launched, beginning NASA's Mars Exploration Rover mission. It's also National Iced Tea Day. So, if you're considering having an iced tea, this would be a great day to do it, June 10th. If you're going to do a Long Island iced tea, let me share with you a little secret that I learned a long time ago. Because, the concept of a Long Island iced tea is you want it to taste like tea, right? You want it to taste like sweet tea with lemon. That's the point of it. But what happens is that you're going to take all your white alcohols from behind your bar, right? So you're going to use rum, vodka, tequila, triple sec, and something that I'm missing. No, that's it. But you're going to put all of those liquors, gin. Sorry, I was missing gin. And you're going to put those liquors in the drink. But every recipe kind of tells you to do equal parts, like 1 ounce of each of those. And I'm here to tell you that is how you get a really horrible Long Island iced tea. Tequila and triple sec are both incredibly bitter, like they can overpower a lot of things. So I always did half ounces of tequila and triple sec and like an ounce and a quarter of the rest of them, which actually ends up having a much smoother tasting iced tea. And if you mix it with the Coke and the sour mix, if you have a good sour mix, then it really does. It tastes like iced tea with lemon. So there you go. That is my piece of bartending advice. No charge. It's also National Egg Roll Day. Today's not a cheat day, so we didn't have egg rolls tonight. We did have hot dogs wrapped in zero-carb tortillas and then cooked in the air fryer, and they kind of tasted like a stale corn dog. It wasn't horrible. What is the egg in egg rolls? Ironically, egg rolls do not actually have eggs in them. Some places may choose to dip their pastry in a thin egg wash before frying, but not all. Regardless, the wrap is made of a combination of wheat, flour, water, salt, vinegar, and cornstarch, and the filling predominantly contains cabbage. Most likely, the reason why egg rolls are called egg rolls is that the dough used for making the wrapper requires eggs in its preparation. Didn't they just say that it didn't have eggs? I feel like they just... They said, oh, it's a combination of wheat flour, water, salt, vinegar, and cornstarch. And apparently eggs. Anyway. Today, June 10th, in LGBTQ plus history. In 1956, the Mattachine Society of New York holds its first public meeting. About 30 people attend the meeting, which takes place at the Diplomat Hotel. The Mattachine Society is the precursor to ACT UP and... What's the other one? HRC, all of those. It's like the Mattachine Society was the very first organized LGBT group, society, whatever you want to call it. Let's see. In Disney-related news... Disneyland's Pack Mules Through Nature Wonderland opened in Frontierland in 1960 on June 10th. Originally called Mule Pack from 1955 to 1959, the attraction will run through 1973. That's silly. So they changed the name from Mule Pack to Pack Mules? Oh, Pack Mules Through Nature's Wonderland. Got it. More descriptive. On June 10th, 1692, the first Salem witch hanging happened in 1752 on June 10th. Benjamin Franklin flew a kite during a thunderstorm. Let's see where else. Oh, no. In 1935 on June 10th, Alcoholics Anonymous was founded. In 2007, on June 10th, the last episode of The Sopranos aired. So, there you go. All things that happen on June 10th of some year. I don't care about that. Women's lips explode during flight. A jet passenger was hospitalized in serious condition after a sudden change in cabin pressure caused her silicone and collagen-enhanced lips to explode. This was a while ago. This is the June 10th... What? 1997. 25 years... Were they doing that 25 years ago? I felt like they... maybe it was. Wow. Isn't that weird how time like does that to you? And it's like, oh, that was just a couple of years ago. And he's like, no, wait, no, that was 25 years ago. Jesus. Number one at the box office. There would have been some good ones this week that I could have played a theme song to that Adam probably would not have gotten. I'm gonna try this one here for you guys. Let's see. Let me find the theme to it. See if I've got it here. Yeah, all right, cool. So let's see, I have to do this to fade that out, and then I have to go there, and so here I'm gonna play a theme song to a movie. You guys tell me if you know what it is. Mm-hmm. give you a hint? It's had Sandra Bullock in it. Bird Box. No, not Bird Box. Okay, fine. It was Speed 2 Cruise Control. So, see, it would have been pertinent because we just got off of a cruise ship. If this cruise ship goes slower than 15 knots, it will explode. Or I never saw it. I didn't see Speed 2 Cruise Control, so I don't actually know the real plot of that. But what I do know is that many people had their birthday on June 10th. And I, since Adam's not here, would like to say happy birthday to them. Happy birthday, Sasha Obama. You've turned 21 today. Drink up, girl. That sounded so... That was my impression of a disaffected gay. Kate Upton turned 30. Tara Lipinski turned 40. Jonathan Bennett, the host of Cake Wars, turned 41. Dustin Lance Black turned 48. Bill Burr turned 54. Tony Ward turned 59. And am I seeing it up here correctly? The guy that plays whatever that stupid Psyched. The guy from Psyched. Is that him in the picture there? Not that you would know. Judy Garland was born on June 10th. Prince Philip was born on June 10th. And Hattie McDaniel, all of whom are no longer with us. I don't think I see anybody else on this list. So all is left for me to say is that happy birthday, all of you guys, from all of me. There you go. And that's it. That's all the content that I got as I sit here and leave a long, awkward pause. Judy would have been 100 today. Yes. Judy Garland would have been 100. I find that interesting, this aside, is the, I think I remember a long time ago from the Carnival ship where they had a Friends of Dorothy meetup. But this cruise, I was quite pleased that they actually, you know, spelled it right out on the schedule every day. There was an LGBTQ plus meetup in the wine bar. And we met quite a few friendly gays. So had quite a good time. I gave them my cards, they have all my socials, but none of them have gotten in touch with me. That's how people are. Yeah, we'll write. We'll write, we'll call. And then they don't. Womp womp. I guess that's it. I got nothing else. If Auntie Scott was here, I might have dragged her in here and talked to her. Kathy Bacon wants to know if it's a solo cast or if Adam's microphone is dead. Adam is sick tonight. I'm just here to fill some time and throw out some level 13 content. So there is no show this evening. So yeah, it's just me. I told a fascinating story about the Dirty Banana, which I'm sure you'll be excited to hear when you listen to it on the Level 13 feed. And if you're curious what the hell I keep talking about with Level 13, it's our behind-the-scenes club. It's called Level 13. You can join it. All you have to do is send us an email, contact@mix-podcast.com, and we'll be happy to send you out. It's absolutely free. We'll send you out your own RSS feed so you can hear all kind of extra audio content that we do right here on this show. Our executive producer is telling me that I should advise people to send thoughts and prayers to Adam. No. I don't believe that thoughts and prayers accomplish anything, so why would I encourage that? That would be something that I would not do. All right. And with that being said, I think I'm done. I don't really have much else that I can do here. Just sit here and tap dance. Thank you all for coming. I appreciate it. We will be back next week, I hope. We will be here next Friday, and then I think Adam is going to be on his European cruise, and we'll figure out what we're going to do for those 2 weeks. But it won't be me talking by myself again. I'll figure out something before then. So, anyway, Good night, Level 13. Good night, Discord. Good night, stream.